is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Newsweek magazine is spreading fake news about me and the Las Vegas shooting. They just published this article. The far right won't accept that the Las Vegas killer was a Christian white male. A Christian? I'm sorry, Newsweek, but there have been zero statements from law enforcement that he's a Christian. Zero reports anywhere that he's a Christian. Zero statements from law enforcement that he has any religious affiliations whatsoever. In fact, his brother has said exactly the opposite, that he has no religious beliefs, let alone being a Christian. This is a real article from Newsweek, by the way, on their actual website. This isn't some dark satire. This is really what they published. The article quotes several far right-wing commentators on what they've said about the ongoing investigation. Quote, it's clear Paddock was committing this atrocity for a cause, said loyal Trump surrogate and radio host Bill Mitchell, considering the nature of his victims, most likely Antifa or ISIS or both. Tommy Lahren, the Fox News contributor, voiced a similar sentiment. Quote, media is focusing on guns. There's something bigger here. I think there's something more about Paddock that hasn't been revealed. Laura Loomer, another right-wing activist, tweeted that the FBI stood for Federal Bureau of Islam, suggesting that law enforcement officials were downplaying an ISIS connection. Conspiracy theorist Mark Dice agreed, which I didn't. I'll get to that in a moment. Asserting that the, quote, FBI has covered up mass shooters' motives in the past. They redacted all references to Islam that Pulse nightclub shooter made to 911, a reference to the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida in the summer of 2016. Conspiracy theorist Mark Dice agreed. No, I didn't. I didn't even tweet this in response to the allegations that the FBI were covering up any Islam connection with the Las Vegas shooter. In fact, I was talking about them possibly covering up his anti-Trump psychosis, because if this was another case of the same type of sentiment that led to the shooting of the congressman practicing baseball, of course that's going to reflect badly on the anti-Trump resistance. Just like the FBI and the liberal media covered up the motive of that Black Lives Matter activist who shot and killed a bunch of police officers in Dallas last year during a Black Lives Matter march. Oh, it's just a random shooting. He doesn't represent Black Lives Matter at all. Just a random shooting, no connection to Black Lives Matter whatsoever. Not sure what pushed this guy over the edge. By the way, it wasn't until members of Congress publicly pressured the FBI to release the full transcripts of that radical Muslim extremist phone call to 911 as he was shooting up the Pulse nightclub in Orlando last year. The Obama Justice Department initially scrubbed any reference to Muslims, Islam, Allah, or ISIS when he specifically told the 911 operator that he was killing them for Allah and the Islamic State. Must have just been a Christian homophobe that killed all those gay people. Muslims would never do that. So now we have Newsweek spreading fake news that this psycho in Las Vegas was a Christian. By the way, Newsweek was losing so much money back in 2012 that they stopped even printing the magazine and just went to a website. A website. A 10-year-old could maintain a website. Like 5 years later, they got a bunch more money, probably from some wealthy donors like George Soros or other liberal subsidies, and they decided to try printing their magazine again. You guys remember this quality issue, right? Madam Hillary.